Hi, I'm Rick Steves. Each week on Travel with Rick Steves, we get a chance to learn something new about our world with guests who've seen a whole lot of it. This year marks the 10th anniversary of our show, and it's been quite a journey. For a decade now, every week, we've been making new discoveries about the rest of this beautiful planet and the people who make it such an interesting place. Our plan for the hour ahead? To revisit some of my favorite guests from recent years. Sometimes our discoveries are profound, and sometimes they just make us smile at how much fun our world can be. Like this conversation we enjoyed with Alfio Di Mauro, a friend from Sicily. He lets us know how important it is to show a proper respect for pasta. Alfio, thanks for joining us.
Grazie per avermi invitato.
Give me a little education on proper approach to pasta in Italy.
Well, you know, proper... When I think about pasta, the first thing that comes up to my mind is spaghetti. You know, just spaghetti is the Italian shape, the classical shape of pasta. You know, there are rules about spaghetti. You know, spaghetti is something that if you grew up in Italy, you consider them part of the family almost.
The spaghetti?
Yeah,
So when you were a little boy in Italy, you were growing up and spaghetti was your friend.
Exactly. So your mom, when you were little, always was teaching you how to proper, you know, address the spaghetti. As a kid, I was watching my mom preparing the spaghetti and my mom never even thought of breaking the spaghetti before dipping them in the boiling water.
So you have an image. You can look at the pot on the stove.
Exactly.
With the water, and no breaking the spaghetti.
No breaking the spaghetti. Okay. Because, you know, spaghetti is almost a living thing. They have a soul. You don't want to damage them. So you dip them in the hot water. You wait a couple of seconds.
So these happy little friends are melting into the
exactly.
hot water.
Exactly. They're melting. Totally melting. In fact, scientifically, this is called glass consistency. You know, the pasta, you can bend it without breaking it. So that is really the first rule. Then... you never, of course, rinse the spaghetti when they're cooked. This is something that sometimes people do.
Some people do rinse the spaghetti,
exactly.
Don't they? So that's breaking the law.
Yeah, that's breaking the law.
From the good taste.
Exactly, because it washes away all of the good things. Once the spaghetti is in your plate...
Well, this is a big challenge for Americans, is how to eat the spaghetti properly.
Yes, yes. Once it is in a plate in front of you, often when you go to Italian-American restaurants... Here, they serve the spaghetti with a spoon and a fork. In Italy, that doesn't happen because if you're Italian, they know that you know how to use the fork. So you don't,
so
need,
you don't
the spoon.
Need the spoon. The spoon exactly. is for people who do not know how to use the
exactly.
fork.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. That's why maybe, you know, Americans, they go to restaurants in Italy and they don't have any spoon because they are treating like locals.
Okay, so I've got a big plate of spaghetti. I've got my fork, but I don't have a spoon.
That's normal.
What do I do?
What do you do? The best thing you can do is you pick up a few spaghetti, okay? Two, three, four at the most. And then you twist them on the side of the plate. And by the time you twisted them, you have the perfect size for a bite.
So you separate just three or four little
exactly.
friends of spaghetti.
Yes. Now, if you stick, the most common error I see is that tourists that sometimes they don't know how to do it, they stick the fork in the middle of the plate. And doing that, first of all, you're going to turn your white shirt in the Italian flag because you're spreading the sauce around and the basil leaves, maybe.
Red, white, second, and blue, there you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. Second.
Red, white, and green.
And
that's
green.
Right. Yeah.
Second, you're going to raise what I call an umbrella of spaghetti. And that is not really good. Actually, that is...
It's true. It's frustrating. You stick that fork in the middle, you've got yourself an umbrella.
Yeah, you have a huge bite. And that is, you know, considered really not cool at all. And if the Italian police, the carabinieri, are passing nearby, they can be really upset for people, you know, with people that they don't know how to eat. And they can put you in jail. So for something like, it is serious stuff.
There's a big love for the spaghetti.
Yeah. Something that is a little bit worse than this is... to break the spaghetti with a fork.
Oh, you don't break it?
You never break it.
You don't cut your spaghetti.
Spaghetti is always, you know, one entity. So you have to eat it without breaking it. You don't want smaller pieces, okay? So never use the fork to break the spaghetti. Just select a few of them, and that's a proper way to eat them, okay? Now, there's something worse than breaking the spaghetti with a fork, and that is using the knife.
Oh, so you don't, many people will cut the entire mass of spaghetti into three or four or five pieces.
No, that is really a no-no. Because if you use the knife, that means there was the intention to kill the poor spaghetti. It was not an accident that you...
Premeditated spaghetti murder.
Exactly. Now, if that is the case and the carabinieri, the Italian police are around, they really get serious about that and they get your passport and they stamp it with a permanent record of SK, spaghetti killer. And then you cannot enter the country again. That stays in your record. You will never be allowed to enter the country again.
Thank you so much, Alfio De Moro, for a little bit of special skill for eating and enjoying spaghetti Italian style.
My pleasure.
Grazie.
Prego.
Buon appetito.
Buon appetito a te.
Viva spaghetti.
Sempre.
Thank goodness we're getting this chance to learn about the proper technique for eating spaghetti in Italy. But all kidding aside, we're actually doing something really important when we swap notes with friends from all around the planet. It's the same important thing that public radio does, going behind the headlines and all the hype so common in commercial media these days and giving us a smarter and more thoughtful perspective on our world. If that perspective is important to you, then we're asking you to show your financial support for this station at whatever level is comfortable. If you haven't contributed yet during this membership campaign, this would be the perfect time to give us a call.